Good morning, guys. This is awesome. So good to see so many ambitious people here this morning. So, I am really excited to do this talk. A lot of you put your hand up for the global business part, not so much on the residual income. Maybe that's because we don't quite fully understand the concept, but I'm going to walk you through that and hopefully get a little more clarity with that. So, my name is Stephanie. And my talk is Building a Global Wellness Business Through Direct Sales. And I just want to ask a question. How many people are freaked out by that term direct sales? Be honest. Yeah. There's way more of you. I know you're lying. Put your hands up. Direct sales. Do you have a little bit of a weird, funky feeling around that term? No? A lot of solid people? Okay. Awesome. So, when I first started expanding my business and really getting myself out there, I had no sweet clue what I was doing. I'm a holistic nutritionist and I have a few other credentials and whatnot, which I'll tell you about. But something that I knew I wanted to do, I had no idea how, was to go big and go global. So I did a lot of research, and the stuff that I'm going to share with you today is what allowed me to really step up my game. Okay? So my name is Steph. I'm the founder of Luscious Life Design, which I'll talk to you about in a second. I'm a gold director with USANA Health Sciences, which is my product partner of choice. That's my direct sales company that I've aligned myself with. And I do want to just be clear that although I'm partnered with USANA, I'm not going to pitch USANA to you. I don't want to do a presentation on the company. I wanted more so expand your horizons and let you understand what the concept of direct sales can do for your business and really accelerate your wellness practice, okay? I'm an RHN. I was an instructor at CSNN in Halifax, teaching allergies and fundamentals of nutrition for 2 years. I'm a certified colon hydrotherapist. I've got my Reiki and emotional freedom technique certifications as well. So, I had a lot going on. Is anyone else in that same boat where you just kind of keep adding stuff to your, yeah, what? I know, there's a lot of us that do that, especially if I'm in the holistic world. So one of the reasons I kept doing this is because I was trying to find myself. I started out as an RHN, and that was great. I loved it. It was awesome. But I was finding there was still something missing, so I kept adding layers on. So this is an accumulation of probably, I don't know, 8 years or so of credentials thrown in there. But what I'm going to show you is what started happening to me. I had all this knowledge. It was so exciting, but I was confused and flustered beyond belief because I could not wrap my head around who I actually was. Am I a holistic nutritionist? Am I a colon hydrotherapist? What am I doing? Does anyone else feel that? Yeah. What is with that? That it's crazy. There's so many of us. So I was seeing that was a pattern in a lot of my peers, and I knew I had to do something about it. I didn't know what. But I graduated from CSNN about 8 years ago, 2007, and I spent a better part of 6 years floating around not knowing what the hell I was doing. I had this information, this knowledge, but I did not have the direction, and I felt really scattered and frustrated. So there's a couple people giggling. I don't know if you're on board with that or not, but I'm going to tell you what I did and how I teach and mentor others to get out of that funky place. I did not feel secure for the future. So when I saw what I had going on and I projected my vision 5 years down the road, it didn't look that ideal to me. Yes, I had a lot going on, but it didn't really make sense. So I was getting a little bit freaked out as to what my life was going to look like in 5 years down the road. I was definitely living paycheck to paycheck. Who can relate to that? It's not the best place to be. I was trying to make it all happen by myself, and I was experiencing burnout. So how many people are full-on entrepreneurs here? Yeah. How many have experienced burnout at some point in your career? Yeah. It's kind of common, and it shouldn't be that way. So I'm going to, again, tell you some of the preventative steps that I've taken to alleviate that burnout. I also, even though I was a holistic nutritionist and I had all these credentials and I knew what I was supposed to do to take care of myself, I wasn't exactly implementing them all because I was burning myself out. I was, like Lori mentioned yesterday, to really get that success, you got to work those 16-hour days, 3 years, put your head down. You're losing sleep, you know, you have to unwind, you have your glass of wine, which can lead to a bottle of wine. That's happened a few times. So anyway, I'm just going to be completely transparent here. So that was where I was looking, and it really equated to me feeling so stressed out. I was unclear, and I knew I was not living to my full potential, even though I had all the skills. This little picture up here is a little dramatic, but that's kind of how I felt on the inside. I felt like my head was going to explode. So that was about 3 years ago. I did a lot of soul searching in the 3 years from then until now. I knew I needed a solution so badly. I did not know what it was. And I just kind of, at one point, I just kind of threw my hands up. I surrender. What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do here? And I had a lot of brainstorming and soul searching. I had a really deep period where I had to dive deeply inside and figure out what the hell I was doing. That's when the concept of Luscious Life Design surfaced. That was April 2012, and I literally just downloaded it from something. I was driving home, and it was dark, and I was really struggling to even come up with a business name. And I remember it so clearly. I was driving, I'm from Halifax, I was driving out towards Peggy's Cove, and then the name just popped into my head. That's an awesome name. I was like, did I pick that up somewhere? I went and Googled it. Didn't exist, so I registered it the next day. And then the story goes on. I'll tell you that in a sec. Oh. So what exactly is Luscious Life Design? Has anyone here heard of Luscious Life Design? Oh, good. Okay, yay. All right. So what it is, it's a platform that's proven to accelerate and enhance the lives of passionate wellness entrepreneurs, such as you guys, from across the globe. We provide high-level mentorship, emphasize a healthy lifestyle, and teach you how to attract wild success in all areas of your life by duplicating a proven business model. So there's a big emphasis on support. So that's what I was lacking, and I knew I needed to fill that gap from graduating and getting out in the real world and having that support system. So what is the proven success system? What is this duplication model that I use? The direct sales industry. So, what I'm going to do is, again, I'm not going to be really pitching a certain company or anything like that. I just want to bring to your awareness the possibilities that direct sales can really provide you, because I know it has drastically changed my life, the future of my business, all the people that I work with. I work with a lot of people from all over the place, and it's really just given us that direction that we were previously lacking in. So direct sales or network marketing, if you hear me use those two terms, I tend to use them interchangeably. Direct sales is just a type of network marketing, but it's so simple. It's a distribution model in which a company manufactures a product and then pays the consumer to spread the word. So word of mouth advertising. Doesn't sound so sketchy and scary that way, right? A lot of people get a little freaked out by the term. So, how does it work exactly? So I know, is there anyone in here who has a direct sales business? Good, awesome. So you understand the concept of it. So for those of you that either do not have a direct sales business or you just really aren't sure about what this pyramid scheme thing's all about, I'm gonna break it down for you. So you have your traditional distribution. So this is your standard way of getting a product out to people. You have your manufacturer who makes the product or the service. You have your wholesaler, you have your sales reps who are then distributing the product and trying to get the word out there to your demographic. You have advertising, retailer, and then finally the product gets to the customer. That's a lot of middle steps there, isn't it? Yeah, and it's a lot of money. These companies are paying so much money for these sales reps and advertising and the retailing, and then they have to mark it up substantially to put it on the shelf to cover all these middle prices, okay? So direct sales is a beautiful, genius model because all it's doing is it's taking the product. So for me, I'm with USANA, so I have a supplement line. My supplements go from the manufacturer, they go through me through word of mouth, and then it goes right to the customer. So simple. Because I'm spreading these products and I'm educating people on what it is, I'm getting paid a really nice commission for spreading that work versus the company going out and spreading all this money on advertising and all that kind of stuff. They invest that money into the distributor network, which is what I am. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, does that clear up a little bit of what goes on behind the scenes? Okay, perfect. So I'm not gonna bore you with this too much, but it is really important to understand the difference between linear and residual income. Does anyone know what the differences are? No? Yeah, a couple people? Yeah, perfect. Okay, so this completely changed my world when I discovered that there was a difference. I knew nothing about money. I was horrible with money. Money terrified me. I grew up in a household that had a really big lack mentality when it came to money. So I just repelled it. Up until a couple years ago, I was like, get it away from me. It's negative. It's bad. I don't want it. But after really realizing that that was not sustainable and causing a lot of stress in my life, I started to dive deeper and really educate myself on how money works and that type of thing. So linear income, this is where majority of the population is making their money, okay? Linear income means you receive a paycheck based on how much work you do. You need to put in a certain number of hours every week. So example, you're trading your hours for dollars, which I'm gonna teach you that you don't wanna be doing that all the time. When you stop working, your income stops. Linear income requires continued work, okay? So this is where majority of the population is. This is where majority of the population is staying stuck and in debt and not getting ahead. This is where I was forever, and it was horrible because I couldn't get ahead. If I wanted to bring in additional income, I had to work more hours. So I was directly exchanging my hours for dollars, which was, again, that's going to lead to burnout if you really overdo yourself. Okay, so then the concept of residual income was brought to my world once I really started understanding what direct sales and network marketing was all about. Residual income, also called passive or recurring income, is income that continues to be generated after the initial effort has been expended. Residual income is the most powerful and profitable source of income. Residual income is the income of the wealthy. They understand this little secret that most of the population is missing out on. It is a source of income that keeps coming in on a regular basis from work you do one time, meaning even when you are not working, okay? So for example, for me, because I have a supplement line, I have clients that I can connect with, say, a multivitamin. I can connect them with that 2 years ago. They come in and see me for a consultation, get them hooked up with that. They fall in love with the product. They notice the benefits. So then they continue every single month. They purchase from me. So I only did that work that one time and educated them on the benefits of it, but they noticed it themselves on a health level. So they stick with it, and I make an income from that every single time. So I have clients from 2-3 years ago that I'm still gaining commission from in my business, which is pretty awesome. does that sound pretty dreamy? Yeah. So I'm gonna explain this a little bit further too, but the thing that we need to wrap our head around is we're all, as health professionals, I see it all the time, we're constantly referring people to try this product and do this and that for other companies. It's not benefiting us in any way. Yes, we might love it, and that's fine, that's great, but you want to make sure that you're getting additional streams of income into your business so that you don't have all your eggs in one basket, okay? Now, this is a term, any of the direct sellers in here, I'm sure you've seen this floating around. If you really understood residual income, you would walk through a brick wall to get it. I totally would. I didn't really grasp it until about a good solid year of working my direct sales business. I understood that I was accumulating money with, you know, I'd wake up and there'd be volume that went through my business and I didn't even do it. Someone on my team did. It was amazing. I could take a week off and make money and not worry about it. But the thing that really, really opened my eyes was last year, just because of the growth in my business, I was actually my boyfriend and I were sent to Mexico on a luxury trip from the company. So I took the full week off on the beach, not doing this to boast, but this was like the biggest aha eye opener for me. As I was sitting on the beach and I went in and checked my business. And I had one of the biggest profiting weeks ever, and I was sitting on the beach in Mexico. I was like, what? Why don't people know about this? Why don't they teach you this in school? Guys, we have residual bills, so why not residual income? You have bills that show up every single month, right? Yeah. When you look at it that way, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. All right, again, I'm not gonna bore you with this equation, but this was a big eye-opener for me. This completely changed so much for me, but in a traditional job, which is linear, like I was mentioning, you trade your hours for dollars. So say, for example, you're a nutritionist like I am, and you have a consultation. You have your 1 hour consultation, say. You sit down, you do your 1 hour, they pay you, they leave. There's no more transaction after that unless you keep booking yourself up with clients. Book yourself. That gets really exhausting. And not to deter anyone from doing the one-on-one consults, it's really important to do that. But you need to have some leverage in your business so that you're not just solely working your time. Your time's not your biggest, you know what I mean? You need to have other things to help leverage that. So in the traditional job, you're one person. On average, I know they say you work about 40 hours a week. Who actually just works 40 and then they're done? That's pretty rare. It's usually like 50, 60 in a lot of cases. So you're one person, you work 50 hours a week, times that by 50 weeks a year. So typically in a traditional job, you get 2 weeks vacation. That's gonna be 2,500 hours a year that you're working, okay? 2,500 hours a year times the 40 years, and again, who really is retiring after 40 years these days? Not many people. That's gonna be 100,000 work hours that you've put in. To me, that just screams burnout. That's a huge chunk of your time that you're working. And usually, with the linear income, you're working for somebody else. So you're putting 100,000 hours of your precious time into somebody else's business and building their dream. Is that right? So something that completely changed it for me, again, is leverage. Leverage is the power to earn more and more while working less and less, either by having people or money working for you or with you. So you exert a small amount of something, so say time or money, and receiving a larger payout in the end. The power of leverage can assist you to amass great wealth by working with a large group of people who each do a little bit of work over a period of time. Right? If that doesn't quite make sense, I'm going to show you the equation for that one. So this is the leverage equation. And this is what everyone in direct sales, they know this, they love this. This is why if you're a direct sales fanatic, this is why you're trying to get your message out, because you need the population to understand this. So say you have a team of 100 people. My team is well over that, but it's about 250. But just as a numbers, let's look at 100 people. Have each of them work 10 hours a week. That's 1,000 hours. That's 1,000 work hours right there for 1 week going through your business. That's physically impossible for one person to be able to do that. So you have those 1,000 hours of work, times it by 2 years with your team. That's your 100,000 work hours. Is this news to anybody? Because when I saw this, I was like, why have I never heard of this before? Is this shocking to anybody? Yeah, it blew my mind. So when you see people that are living, if they have a direct sales business and the income coming in through there, they tend to, after a few years, have an above average lifestyle because they understand this concept and it provides them time and financial freedom. So now time is our most precious resource. We cannot renew our time. We can renew money, we can renew everything else, but time is the one thing that if you're really dedicated to making a huge difference, you will understand the value of your time, okay? And that's something that I didn't get for years. I didn't understand that. Nobody taught me that, and had no idea. But after a couple of years of really putting your head down and working hard, working with your team, sharing your vision and your message, that is really what you can look forward to, is the time and financial freedom after a few years of buckling down. And I can't really say that for if you work for somebody else. I've worked for people most of my life, and there was no time or financial freedom anywhere in that equation. So I don't know about you guys, but I know I would definitely rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own effort. Okay? Is anyone on board with that? Yes. Teamwork. We're all in this together. So this is the fun part. This is what I love the most. I'm really fortunate and really grateful that I've had a business that took off pretty quickly and it expanded globally. And that was my vision. So in the beginning, when I had all these ideas, and I kept going back to school and taking courses. My vision, I knew that I wanted to go really, really big. But like I mentioned, I had no idea how, no sweet clue. I did not have any financing. I had no savings, nothing. So that seemed really like a far-fetched pipe dream. I just didn't know how I was going to make it happen. But the wonderful thing about direct sales is if you're with a really established company, they tend to be open in multiple markets. So for me, my company's open in 22 different countries. So what did I do? I started picking and choosing the countries that I wanted to eventually visit or live in for a few months or whatever it was, and I started building my business there. And that worked really well in my favor, and I didn't realize how fast it could really take off. So I created this PowerPoint about a month ago, so those numbers are a little bit higher now, which that just shows you the growth of when you get the team involved. It can really, the exponential growth is really fabulous. But I have a team of about 250 partners in over 6 countries. And how did I do that? Well, I'm super passionate about spreading good vibes. That's what I do. I get really hyper about it. And I just got so clear on my mission and started spreading the word via social media, particularly Instagram. Instagram's my favorite platform. You will be blown away at what you can create on Instagram. I did not know that I could create a global business through a free little app called Instagram where you take pictures. So mainly Instagram, a bit through Facebook, Twitter, a small amount. That's not a platform I'm on very much, but I just started spreading my message and inviting like-minded people to join me. So in turn, the people that join me, I take good care of my team, and what they would do is they would start spreading their vibes and their love, and then people would join them. And then you can see how the team starts expanding really quickly, right? Okay. So then what happened is, within a very short amount of time, we just kept sharing our message and being open what we had to offer, and we created this global ripple effect. So I don't know if any of you guys are following me on Instagram, but my username is Luscious Life Design. Go search that hashtag. We've got about 8,000, I don't know, how many do we have now? 8,000, I think. About 8,000 hashtags of Luscious Life Design. Now, I would not be able to do that by myself. That's an accumulation collectively from my team, okay? And they're all happy, you know, good vibe posts, really positive, and that's our mission, is to just bring happiness and health and financial health to as many people as we can. So you'd be absolutely amazed at how many people are looking to collaborate with a supportive group sharing common values and goals. So right from the beginning, this was my mission, is I had to have a support system that lifted people up, because I knew I was spending way too long, years, like 6 years, floating around, not feeling supported, not knowing what I was doing, where to go, how to make anything happen. And that was what I kind of took into my own hands, is I wanted to provide that support for other people. It was really, really important to me. Also, because we found a product partner which is aligned with our core beliefs and values, we can authentically expand our team at an accelerated rate and help hundreds of people worldwide. So again, keyword authentic. Whatever you do, do it from the heart, please. Yes, it's a business, but you have to have that drive, that force that's bigger than you. People are going to be drawn to that like a magnet, and that's what I've been teaching my team, is you have to lead from the heart. Who cares what you say, it's the energy you put behind it, that's what's going to really bring the energy back to you. Direct selling is absolutely booming. So there's a lot of you guys in here that get that concept. Even in the last few years since I've had my direct sales business, it has become a lot more accepted. So think back even 5 years ago when you said direct sales, people would just be like, oh God, no. I'm not having a party at my house for you. I'm not doing those things. we don't do parties, by the way. I'm not into that. But I pulled these stats from the Direct Selling Association, which is a website you guys can go to. It's a governing body for all direct sellers, where they just provide updated and current stats of our industry. It's unbiased. They just give you the stats. So I pulled this a while ago, so the numbers may have changed a little bit. But more than 15 million people now make a full or a part-time living as independent representatives for a direct sales company. That's a decent chunk of people. That's pretty good. And especially where direct sales is just kind of becoming a little bit more accepted now, this is an awesome time to kind of get on that foundation level because it's only going up. A lot of businesses are actually switching their business model to the direct sales model because it just makes so much sense for everybody. 84% of direct sellers indicate their experience in direct selling has met or exceeded their expectations. That's really good. I've worked with a lot of different people from different companies, and very rarely do they have a bad thing to say. It's a personal development journey. It's a lot of pushing you out of your comfort zone. Did I ever think I would be up here speaking in front of 300 people talking about direct sales? There's no way. I didn't think that was in my future at all. But the experience just supports you so much, and if you're with a great company, they really push you to just be your best. And anyone who's still kind of thinking that little term in their head, pyramid scheme, because there's probably still a couple of you, Harvard, Stanford, and Illinois now offer direct marketing degrees. So if it was illegal or scammy or whatever, I don't think Harvard would be backing it up. All right, so a lot of you can probably now visualize what direct sales can do for you. And that's great. I want you to think really, really big. Like, don't limit yourself to just your physical location. Think really big. You're here to help as many people as possible. But one thing that I find that's missing with a lot of companies is they have this awesome platform, but it's not always translated really well to an individual how they can make it happen in their life or how they can really take it and spread like wildfire, okay? So some of you may have had a direct sales business and it didn't work out so well. Maybe it's because you just didn't really find your way of doing it. I know in a lot of direct sales and network marketing texts, they have the formula to follow. I did it all backwards and it worked in my favor. So you gotta do it in a way that really works for you and resonates with you. So one of my specialties, so with Luscious Life Design, is I really train my team very closely on how to help relay this message to the average person on how this can empower their lives and really take them to the next level. Direct selling benefits for wellness practitioners. I hate administrative work. Drives me nuts. I hate paperwork. I'm not good at it. One of the things that was really, really enticing to me was when I discovered that the direct sales company took care of the admin work for me. They did payroll, they did inventory, they did all that kind of stuff. I was sold. I don't have to do paperwork, which is like a dream for me. completely paperless business. And I don't have to be bogged down by the administrative work. If you're good at that and you like doing that, that's wonderful. I found it was taking up so much of my time, and it was taking me away from what I really ultimately wanted to do, was to help people. Does anyone else feel that when you're getting your business up and going, you're spending way more time on the marketing and all that kind of stuff, the admin work, creating handouts, all that protocols, then you are actually helping people? Isn't that what we're here to do? So it's a little bit backwards. Direct sales, really, firsthand, it definitely allows you to dream bigger. Just because the companies have such, and there's a lot of really great companies, they have such wonderful visions that if you can align yourself with a vision of a really huge, successful company, it takes your dreams to a whole nother level. I've done things that I did not think were even in the realm of possibility for me because of my direct sales business. So also you get to reach more people globally because of the concept of leverage, all right? Now, because this whole event is based on turning your passion into profit, I do want to talk about the money side a little bit. This is something I struggled with immensely. I had the worst relationship with money. It was so unhealthy. I was really negative towards it. But something that shifted once I started surrounding myself with a lot of really successful people, you know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So I started spending my time with people that were go-getters and really big dreamers. And there was a shift within me, and it was crazy. But you're able to really fast track your own personal finances with direct sales, because like I mentioned earlier when I showed you the distribution model, if you have a product you really love and you can wholeheartedly back up, and you can just go, and I don't blast product. Like, it's very rare that you see me really post anything about product. It's more about the lifestyle that I can provide to you. But because I love the product so much, it's allowed me to really gain a nice commission from that, because I'll integrate it into my programs and all that kind of stuff, and it works really well. This is something I see, and I coach a lot of my team. They're all wellness entrepreneurs, but there's a lot of guilt and shame around money. There's so much. A lot of us just have it drilled in us that making money is not holistic. I had that for years. Like, the amount of free nutrition consults I did, because as soon as the money topic came up, I'm like, no, you can just give me a glass of wine later. I don't want your money. That was not sustainable, because I couldn't pay my bills. So, you're able to fast track your personal finances, and this is going to help reduce the stress around money. So it allows you, as a practitioner, to invest back in yourself and upgrade your courses and your classes, so that you can add more value to the world. And then that you can be more present. So that's one of the big things, that if you are letting the financial stress kind of junk up your frequency, like Lori was mentioning, you're really not going to be that super present person, right? If you have that money worry constantly going on, it's hard to be very present and be able to give your all and step into your full potential and serve your clients the way that they need. And remember, to live a truly well-rounded, holistic lifestyle, we need to nourish our finances as well. It just fits. It has to be part of the equation. We can't divorce our finances from our well-being, right? Is this speaking to anybody? Yeah. Because I'm firsthand would just kind of, finances were over here, I wouldn't open my bills, I wouldn't look at anything. But I had an awesome diet and I was doing all the other stuff, but this was a huge stress and a huge burden for me, the money part. Okay. Often one-on-one consultations can lead to burnout. Having a team to help you takes the pressure off of you as an individual. So you stop trading your hours for dollars. So like I mentioned, I have a really nice sized team, and I know, not to take away from one-on-one consultations, they're really important, people need them. But when I was relying on that to make ends meet, there was a lot of stress involved. So what I did is, with my team, is we can kind of collaborate together and do group programs together, online programs. So say one day I can't be fully present, I'm traveling or whatever, okay, one of my other RHNs with my team, can you take care of the group conversation today? So we can kind of feed off of each other that way, and it's awesome. Personal development. The most successful people dedicate ample time to developing personally. Every direct sales business that I know of, they put a huge emphasis on personal development. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people that are with a direct sales business, they're so confident about it, is because the company itself just gives you so much in terms of resources and information. And it really boosts your confidence, so you can go out there and be a good representative of the company. Extremely low startup costs. So when I started my business, I had no savings, like I mentioned. I was starting the negative, like a lot of us are. So the low startup cost was really enticing to me as well, because I saw the potential, I could plug into it, I could see how it was a solution to all my problems, and I just ran with it. Minimal overhead. As long as I have an internet connection, I can do my business. There is, with every company is different, but for the most part, you may have to make like a personal monthly order. For me, it's a product that I use and love and I would take anyway, so my overhead is consumable. And it's a tax write-off, so that's pretty cool. All right, now I just wanna get real with you guys for 1 second about this one, the top one. We suggest products all the time. I see you guys doing it on Instagram. We do it face-to-face. We're constantly saying, try this product, try this fish oil, try this, go to this restaurant, do this. We have no problem with sending the business elsewhere. And I did it for years. until the little business brain went off. I had no business training, by the way. I just learned it all through the direct sales industry. But when that business light bulb went off and I realized how many people I was sending to the health food store, we do it a lot, right? I was sending like 5-6 people to the health food store every single week. And then my business is, I'm educating them on why they should be taking fish oil or this or that, and then they go somewhere else and buy it. We do it all the time. So that's why it's so important to find a company that resonates with you and your beliefs and your mission and all that great stuff, because there is nothing wrong with redirecting that business back into your own, funneling it into your own business. That's what's called an additional stream of income, and it's so important to have, so you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Marketing's already provided for you. Again, I don't have a marketing background, but I learned so much from the company, and they have so many tools I can just plug into, and I don't have to spend my time marketing. And you can grow your business online if this is something that you'd like to do. So I've grown my business 99% through Instagram. It's crazy to say that because I didn't think that was possible, but it is. And also, actually, stay with me, guys, because at the end I do have a little free bonus on an Instagram training that I did that it's gotten such great feedback, and just in terms of, you don't have to be a network marketer to do it, but it really can just create another platform for your business that's successful. So who supports the direct sales industry besides me and a few of you guys? There's a lot of us. I don't know if you recognize Jen Groover, but she is a spokesperson for USANA, who I'm partnered with. She is a serial entrepreneur. This woman is a firecracker. She's a speaker, author, designer, inventor, spokesperson. She's all over the place, and she is so successful. But what she says is, what I love about the direct sales world is how important confidence and personal development is to your success. Learning how to get past your self-limiting beliefs and fears allows you to achieve great success. And that is so true. I have people that join my team. In the beginning, they might be really meek and mild and shy and, oh, I don't want to promote myself or any of this. And then within a week, they're putting their Facebook page up and they're so confident. And that is such an awesome thing to see. Now, these guys might not be the picture of like a health professional, but they are super successful, savvy business guys. And Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump, Warren Buffett, three of like the most successful business people that I have ever heard of, they all back the network marketing direct sales industry. Robert Kiyosaki, he's a real estate millionaire. He's the author of a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If any of you guys have not read that, please do so. This is where he'll talk a lot about passive income and residual income and all that kind of stuff, and it just makes so much sense. What he says is the richest people in the world look for and build networks. Everyone else just looks for work. Donald Trump, who's a real estate billionaire, he actually started his own network marketing business. So why would somebody that's a billionaire care about adding in direct sales or network marketing? Because he sees the value of it. It's such a huge asset to have. And what he said is, he was actually asked a little while ago, what would you do if your fortune and everything you had crumbled? What would you do if you lost everything? And he said, I would find a good network marketing business and get to work. There's a lot of power in that, guys. Warren Buffett, he's a billionaire investor. I think he's the top investor on the planet, as far as I know. He's actually invested in over half a dozen network marketing companies, and he says it's the best investment he ever made. So these guys know their business stuff. And we're here to learn how to turn our passion into profit. This is the best way I know how to do it, by far. Is anyone in here a Spirit Junkie fan? Gabby Bernstein. Yeah. Okay. Gabby Bernstein, I love her so much. She's incredible. She is the epitome of a spiritual entrepreneur. She's into Kundalini yoga, and she just radiates spirituality. She's amazing. But she actually wrote an article for the Huffington Post called Creative Abundance about network marketing. Okay? And I'm going to just read the first couple of sentences, but what she says is, when my brunch conversation shifted from job loss to passive income, I knew my girlfriends were onto something good. The shift occurred when they got hip to the network marketing machine. What was once considered a pyramid scheme has now turned into a recession-busting profit center. Network marketing is a structure designed by corporations to turn brand loyalists into distributors. So that's what I do. This smart business model is the perfect moneymaker for proactive, out-of-work New Yorkers, those looking to rebuild their savings, or entrepreneurs who rely on payment upon services rendered. So an interesting thing, back however many years ago when the recession happened, the direct sales industry skyrocketed. So many people joined a direct sales business or a network marketing business when everything started crumbling, because now this is a tool that they can take into their own hands and have control over their own economy. They don't have to worry about what's going on out here. And just seeing how much time I have. Okay, perfect. A lot of you probably, because we're health professionals, a lot of you probably recognize this wonderful lady, Dr. Christiane Northrup. What a lot of people don't know is that she is one of the top income earners in a direct sales company, which is USANA. That's where her greatest income stream comes from, direct sales. Did anyone, when you look at her, do you think she's a network marketer? No, she's awesome at it. She does it in such an authentic way, and that's the way I train my team is to, again, not just be out there blasting, buy my product, do this, this will change your life, blah, blah, blah. You do it in an authentic way from the heart, and behind the scenes, you can be building this awesome, awesome business. So she's a world-renowned women's health expert. She's a New York Times best-selling author. She's been on Oprah, for those of you guys who don't know her. She is fabulous, and I actually snipped this quote from her direct sales website. And what she says is, one of my personal dreams is to create a global movement to help women and the men who love them create a heavenly life, abundant in health and wealth right here on earth. So that's her mission with her direct sales business, is she is so fabulous at it, and I really admire her for it, because as a health professional, and when I first joined my product partner, I was really nervous of it because I didn't want people to think that I was just a vitamin salesperson. And that was a big, deep-rooted fear for me. So that's where a lot of the brainstorming and the idea of Luscious Life Design came about, because that was the platform to not just offer supplements and vitamins, but a whole lifestyle enhancement. Okay? So, what to look for in a direct sales company? I think you're in your hand, your books here on page 26. I covered a few things. A few key questions you definitely, definitely want to ask yourself before you partner with a company. There's a lot of great companies out there, but I will be the first to say there's a lot of them that don't do it quite right. They have maybe great intentions, but you need to go with one that is completely in alignment with your vision and what you're trying to accomplish. So what to look for? You need to make sure that the beliefs of the company, and you can research this stuff. A lot of the companies are very open about this. But what's the belief of the company? Does it match yours? If it doesn't, you're going to really have a hard time growing a successful business that you can feel good about. What's the core mission of the company? As soon as I read the core mission of my company, I was sold. I was like, that's where I'm going. I want that leverage of the mission of this company to take me to the next level. And it's amazing. Integrity. Again, if you're putting yourself out there, integrity is a big, big thing. That's one of the biggest things I look for, is the integrity of either a product or a person or a company. It has to speak to me. If it doesn't, I want nothing to do with it. Quality product. Is it a product that you're going to use and that you love and that has made a big difference in your life, so that you know you can authentically suggest it to your clients and your friends and family? And then in the business aspect, is it a fair compensation plan for your direct sales company? Some of them are absolutely phenomenal. Some of them are, they don't quite make sense to me. You have to work a lot harder than what you should have to, in my opinion. And also, is it publicly traded? So when you are aligning yourself with a company, you want to make sure that their financial history, everything is public. okay? There's some that are behind the scenes. For example, one of the things, and I didn't have a business background, I knew nothing about stocks. I asked around and I found out that USANA had the best in terms of stock and all that, so that's what I went with. But they're publicly traded and they've just been growing and growing and growing, and I can see that. So if I'm investing all my time and effort and passion into a company, I want to make damn sure that it's not going to just crash and shut down the next day. I need to see the forecast of the company. That's so important, and not a lot of people understand that. So if you are, again, a person of high integrity, that you want to make sure that you're partnering with the right company, you need to make sure that you know what's going on behind the scenes. All right, guys. So I'm just going to look on the workbook and see if there's anything I missed. No? Okay. So what I'm going to leave you with is this quote. It's a Gabby Bernstein quote because I love her. But when you have an empowering message, it is absolutely your responsibility to share it with the world. So with the leverage I have from my direct sales business, my network marketing business, it allows me to do stuff like this. I can travel and I can go out and spread the word. And I find it's my duty to do that because I know how many lives it can change and how many lives it has changed. And this is something that I stand very firmly by, is that if you have that message, maybe you haven't actually found your voice yet, but when you can find the right support system, it makes it so much easier. So the support is out there. You just kind of have to dig sometimes a little bit. It is out there, but get that message out to the world. You need to do that. It's your duty to do that, okay? The very last thing, I said I had a little bonus for you guys. Because I've built my business on Instagram, I was getting, I lost track, but I was getting Facebook messages and texts and, how are you doing this? Can you do a training? And so finally I said, okay, let's do this. I put a training together with one of my business partners, Krista. She's an amazing network marketer. But it's Build Your Tribe for Network Marketers with Soul. And although it does state network marketer in the title, you can swap that out for whatever your business model is. The concept is the same. The principles and the step-by-step is the same for everybody. So forget this little thing on the bottom. What I want you to do is actually go to my website, which is lusciouslifedesign.com. And then /free, and then you can download my training, and there's a guide that goes with it. Okay, that's my little gift to you. All right, we good? Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you. No concept of time up here.